Looks like you're Megan, are you our council clerk this afternoon?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Why don't you please call the roll?
Ryan.
Here.
Hardesty.
Here.
Maps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. I probably should have said this is the April 20th, 2022 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Obviously, we're now in session. Statement I'm supposed to read, right here under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the council are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and the city's made several avenues available for the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. Meetings available to the public on the city's YouTube channel, EGovPDX, www.portlandoregon.gov/video and channel 30. Public may always provide written testimony to the council clerk by emailing the clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. You can also email the clerk for any other questions at councilclerk@portlandoregon.gov. Now we'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions, reports, or the first readings of ordinances. The published council agenda at www.portland.gov/council/agenda contains information about how and when you may sign up for testimony while City Council is holding electronic meetings. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you're a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When your time is up, the presiding officer will ask you to conclude. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being placed on hold or ejected for the remainder of the electronic meeting. Please be aware that all City Council meetings are recorded.
Thank you. We have two items for this afternoon. We'll read them together, please, Megan. Items number 313 and 314.
313. Renew the Central East Side Industrial District Property Management License Fee for 10 years. 314, authorize agreement for Central East Side Industrial District Management District Services with Central East Side Together.
Colleagues, before us today are two related items. The first is a resolution regarding the sunset review of the Central East Side Industrial District Property Management License Fee. A procedural vote required by City Code 6.06 to review the district 3 years after creation and every 10 years thereafter. The second is an ordinance which will grant the nonprofit Central East Side Together a 5-year contract to manage the use of the district's property management license fee. The Central East Side Industrial District is the city's newest enhanced service district, as you're all aware. A public-private partnership created 3 years ago in 2019. Since its inception, Central East Side Together has proven itself to be an innovative partner in improving the vitality as well as the livability of the Central East Side Industrial District. Over the past several years, we've increasingly faced many challenges. No surprise to anybody here. The pandemic and the movement for social justice reform have sharpened our focus on longstanding societal issues, driving home that we can no longer accept the status quo. With regards to enhanced service districts, the city auditor and members of the public have raised relevant issues related to governance, transparency, accountability, and the role of districts in providing community safety services. From its beginning, Central East Side Together has striven to set itself apart in facing such criticisms, setting up a board with representation from all major stakeholder groups, not just business and ratepayers, providing regular public reporting on its programs, and creating opportunities for regular public input, including regularly surveying the houseless residents in the district on their perspectives. Its innovative programs have taken a proactive as well as a collaborative approach to the issues facing the district. Its unarmed safety for all teams uses a trauma-informed approach to building long-term relationships with the houseless community members of the district, acting as liaisons between them and businesses, de-escalating conflicts, and connecting them with needed services. Its cleaning programs do a great job of picking up trash from sidewalks, removing graffiti, and providing trash services to urban campsites, while also offering employment opportunities for houseless residents. Over the past 4 months, the city has engaged with ratepayers, stakeholders, and community members to discuss the future of the district, as well as to negotiate a new contract. Throughout this entire process, the city has heard overwhelming support for the district and its programming continuing. While the city is requiring new requirements regarding oversight, accountability, and transparency consistent with the audit, it's also notable that most of these changes are minor, given that the Central East Side Together already had much of these processes in place in the first place. As with all of the enhanced service districts, it's important to recognize that this isn't the end of the conversation, but rather just a step forward in the process. As we move forward with a full evaluation of the role and the structure of enhanced service districts, new reforms may be put into place. However, it's worth saying that in many ways, the Central East Side Together represents a model of how enhanced service districts can help not only just businesses, but all members in the community. Here to present on these items is Sean Campbell from the Office of Management and Finance. Good afternoon, Sean. Hope you're doing well today.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And I hope everyone here is doing well as well. Let me share my screen real quick and we will get started. As I said, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sean Campbell, and I am the Enhanced Service District Coordinator with the Office of Management and Finance. I am here today to discuss with you the Central East Side Industrial District and Enhanced Service District Sunset Review and Management Contract Renewal. With me today are Scott Carter with the Revenue Division and Svetlana Hedden with the Bureau of Environmental Services. As a reminder, before we get started, enhanced service districts are areas within the city where a property management license fee is collected from property owners by the city and then given to a contracted managing nonprofit to provide public services within the district above and beyond basic city services. These enhanced service districts are regulated by City Code 6.06, which is currently being reviewed by the Office of Management and Finance as part of the audit response. As a quick update on the progress of that review, the Office of Management and Finance has largely completed the information stage, making a significant amount of information available to the public on the city's Enhanced Service District website. We are now developing the listening stage for public input, with a schedule expected to be released by the end of this month and a listening sessions beginning in June, with a goal of bringing recommended changes to council by the end of October. Today, we are talking specifically about the Central East Side Industrial District, which was created in 2019 and has over 700 ratepayers. The district largely includes a mix of commercial and industrial zone properties, as well as some residential apartments as well. Today is the first reading and public testimony before City Council, with a vote by Council expected on April 27th. With regards to this enhanced service district, City Council has two action items before it. The first is a resolution to renew the district, and the second is an ordinance to enter into a management services agreement with Central East Side Together. As directed by City Code 6.06, City Council must hold a public hearing in 2022 and every 10 years thereafter to decide whether or not to continue to let the district exist. It is important to note that this resolution does not bar City Council from terminating the district at any time during that 10-year period. As well, the district can be terminated at any time by property owners representing 33% of the district's revenue submitting objections to its existence. The Management Services Agreement is a 5-year contract between the city and a qualified contractor, defined by City Code 6.06 as a nonprofit established by ratepayers for the purpose of providing services that benefit the district. For the Central Eastside Industrial District, this organization is Central Eastside Together. In preparing to bring this item to council, the Office of Management and Finance has negotiated with Central Eastside Together over the past 4 months and collected over 100 pieces of public testimony. This included testimony received during 5 public listening sessions, comments provided via the City Map app, and numerous emails sent directly to our office. Public testimony was received from property owners, businesses, residents, nonprofits, advocacy groups, frequent visitors to the district, and elected officials on the county and state level. In reviewing public input, it is noteworthy that not a single piece of public testimony shared a negative view of either the Enhanced Service District or its programs, which is quite noteworthy given the more controversial nature of the Clean and Safe Enhanced Service District renewal last fall. In numerous pieces of public testimony, the Enhanced Service District was not only viewed as vital, especially its innovative trauma-informed approach to working with the houseless residents of the district, but also the primary reason that things did not grow worse within the district during the declining periods of basic city services over the past 2 years. Furthermore, input from the houseless community within the district was received via an annual survey conducted by the nonprofit Trash for Peace on behalf of the district, the most recent one being in September of 2021. This survey showed a strong positive reaction to the various programs interacting with the houseless within the district, as well as Central Eastside Together's commitment to ensuring their programs equitably interact with all community members. I will detail these programs further on in this presentation. At this time, I would now like to detail the various parts of the proposed management contract between the city and Central Eastside Together. The contract consists of a main body, which is agreed to for the life of the contract, and multiple annually updated exhibits detailing budgets and statements of work. The main body of the contract is a standard goods and services procurement contract with a few additional items added specific to the Enhanced Service District program. Important areas of note include the Office of Management and Finance must approve all subcontracts, Central Eastside Together must follow the city's fair wage and sustainable procurement policies, all records must be retained by Central Eastside Together for the duration of the contract plus 6 years afterward, and any part of the contract affected by a change in city code must be renegotiated. At this time, I would like to ask Scott Carter with the Revenue Division to speak about the administration of the license fee. Scott?
All right, thanks, Sean. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Carter, and I'm the Audit and Accounting Manager with the City Revenue Division. I'll be briefly speaking about the Central Eastside Together ESD renewal and the related contract renewal from the Revenue Division's perspective. The Revenue Division's role with ESDs has historically been focused on the billing of the property owners and managers, the collection of these billings, and the distribution of these revenues to the ESDs after deducting the city's administrative charges and other costs. As with the Clean and Safe renewal last year, the renewal outreach has not received a great deal of feedback related to the billing and collection function. There were no material items identified in this area, and no changes in this area are proposed in the new contract. One issue that I wanted to mention is the recovery of the Revenue Division's costs related to the ESD collections. The new Central Eastside Together contract, as proposed, would meet the Revenue Division's cost recovery objectives, even though it does not adjust the general administration fee of 2% of revenues collected. The 2% rate is already as high or higher than the other two ESDs in Portland, and it's not proposed to be increased as a part of this contract negotiation. So future revenues from Central Eastside are expected to be approximately $1.5 million per year plus inflation. In addition to the 2% general administration fee, this amount will be reduced by other city charges, which includes funding a portion of the recovery of the city's costs related to the implementation of the integrated tax system, which is the Revenue Division's new tax administration software system. So the remainder of the revenues dispersed to Central Eastside Together to fund their services should be slightly under the $1.5 million per year. And by slightly, I'm meaning by about $50,000 per year, plus inflation moving forward. And that's all I have. Back to you, Sean.
Thank you, Scott. We would like to now quickly give an overview of Central Eastside Together's programs and highlight changes being made. It should be noted that overall, the district programs were found to be innovative and effective approaches to longstanding issues. Its governance equitable and representative of the stakeholders within the district, and its reporting of its activities detailed and transparent. What changes are being recommended are solely to bring a standardized level of oversight over all enhanced service districts rather than any specific issues with the district itself. I strongly encourage all members of council, if possible, to take the time to go and see for yourselves the work being done by the Central East Side Together, because it's truly impressive. The Central East Side Together safety team are unarmed de-escalation professionals trained in trauma-informed intervention. Working throughout the district, they verbally intervened in a few situations, focus on proactive relationship building, and act as liaisons between the businesses and houseless residents of the district. In addition to the monthly reporting of their activities already occurring, further oversight is being put in place by the establishment of an easily accessible complaint process and requiring all safety team members to wear name tags and provide business cards upon request. The safety team works closely with the care team, which focuses on proactively connecting with houseless residents, building relationships, handing out care items and meals, and upon request, aiding people in connecting with services ranging from connecting with medical care to attending court dates, to obtaining identification, to finding shelter or permanent housing. Though labeled as two separate programs, the safety team and care team are part of one cohesive whole called the Safety for All team. By being a permanent non-threatening presence within the district, they have established themselves as an important asset, providing a constant connection and helping hand, bridging the gap between resource providers and those in need, and shifting perceptions of the houseless from being a public nuisance to members of the community who need help. I could make this entire presentation just on the work being done by these two programs. Again, I strongly encourage you to go see for yourselves the work being done, because again, it's impressive. For its cleaning program, Central East Side Together has partners with Central City Concerns Clean Start Program, providing sidewalk and graffiti cleaning services throughout the district while also providing valuable employment experience for those who have experienced houselessness and or addiction related issues. In addition, they have also established an innovative new program in partnership with the nonprofit Trash for Peace, providing short-term work opportunities for houseless individuals and providing regular trash collection services to campsites. It is important to note that no cleaning program removes personal property without permission of the owner or participates in sweeps. Other smaller programs include a partnership with the Bureau of Environmental Services for stewardship of the Morrison Bridge bioswales, which will be detailed in just a bit, a streetscape improvement and identity program, and a small community grants program. With regards to community relations, Central East Side Together has established a board with broad and required representation from property owners, businesses, residents, and social advocates. They are also releasing a significant amount of data on their work publicly, host quarterly public meetings and listening sessions, and annually survey the houseless community. To provide further city oversight, they have agreed to provide regular program and financial reports to the city, to providing an annual report, which will be presented to City Council, the partial funding of the Enhanced Service District Coordinator position, the seating of the Enhanced Service District Coordinator as a non-voting city representative on their board, full participation in the upcoming audit response, and the renegotiation of any parts of their contract affected by a resulting change in city code. At this time, I would now like to introduce Svetlana Hedden from the Bureau of Environmental Services to briefly outline their partnership with Central East Side Together to maintain the Morrison Bridge bioswales. Svetlana?
Thank you, Sean. So dear commissioners and mayor, this project brings together partners in collaboration at the east end of Morrison Bridge to plant trees, restore and maintain stormwater sites that were impacted by camping, and engage the houseless community through education and paid stewardship projects. Environmental services protect public health, water quality, and the environment. We protect the quality of surface and groundwater and conduct activities that plan and promote healthy ecosystems in our watersheds. In 2019, we met with the Central East Side Industrial Council, the local business district. They wanted to adopt and clean up these spaces. The Central East Side Industrial Council partnered with the Ground Square Association. It's a peer-led participatory program of Trash for Peace, a nonprofit organization. Ground Square Association facilitates low barrier job opportunities for environmental workers, particularly those who informally collect and sell discarded materials for a living, and prioritizes opportunities for those who face housing and job insecurity. As a pilot bioswale program, we concentrated on building relationships with the communities living in the bioswales, general cleaning of debris, planting trees and shrubs. Multnomah County is a property owner and partner, and Friends of Trees is a longtime tree steward partner. Together, we were able to plant 70 trees and shrubs in these areas while repairing community ties. Back to you, Sean.
Thank you, Svetlana. Before closing, I would also like to briefly touch on a few other aspects of the new contract. Similar to the Clean and Safe contract, this agreement does include an outline of a number of basic city services within the district, both as an avenue to provide a level of accountability and to help better differentiate between what is a basic service and what is an enhanced service. It should be noted that this statement of basic city services is meant to be informational only and does not restrict the city from shifting its levels or types of services as needs require. Furthermore, it should be noted that an important part of the new ongoing relationship between the city and its enhanced service districts is the establishment of the enhanced service district coordinator position, which not only provides a level of oversight never before in place over the districts, but also acts as a liaison between the city and the districts, helping connect them with the various bureaus and program managers needed to solve issues. Currently, this is a 2-year contracted position, but it is the goal of the Office of Management and Finance to make the role permanent. At this time, before we move in the invited testimony from Central East Side together, are there any questions or anything? Or Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you, Sean, for that presentation. Before we go to invited testimony, I want to do a bit of a history lesson about the creation of this particular enhanced service district. When I arrived at council in January of 2019, I was told that this enhanced service district was on a fast track and nothing we could do could change it, modify it, make it work better for all community members in the Central East Side. Commissioner Udaly and I met for a couple of months with both houseless community members and members of the Central East Side Industrial Council to make sure that this ESD was different, it operated differently, it treated houseless people differently, it provided opportunities for employment for houseless community members. I will say, as everybody else, the Central East Side has suffered significantly during COVID, but it did not in any way dampen the enthusiasm of the Central East Side Industrial Council to their commitment to being good community partners with all their community members, small business owners, residents, and houseless community members. And so I think it's important that you know that history, because honestly, I was told it couldn't be done. And guess what? Not only did we do it, as you've heard from Sean's presentation, it is a model for how houseless and housed collaboratively create a safe environment for our Central East Side Industrial Council businesses and residents. So we will be hearing from the people directly on the ground, but I just wanted Kate Merrill to know what a pleasure it's been working with her over the last 3 years and making this better and better. I understand you're gonna be rotating off, but this is my opportunity to say well done and what a model. And this is why I push so hard against the other enhanced service district, because if we're intentional, if we bring everybody to the table with respect for everyone, this is the kind of enhanced service district we get. And I got to tell you, we didn't all agree. It took us a long time to get to some consensus, but I am proud of the hard work it took to get us to a model of how you can have an enhanced service district that does not see their houseless community members as folks to be swept away, but folks to engage in the vitality of the community. And so that's all I wanted to say before we get to the main event. History is important. And if we don't know how we got to this incredible Central East Side Industrial Council Enhanced Service District, we will never have another one that is a model for community partnerships. So I wanted to take a moment to just say history matters and it was not reflected in the presentation. So I just wanted to add a bit more flavor and take this opportunity to thank former Commissioner Hugh Daly for her great work and her office great work and helping us come to an agreement that was respectful of all people involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Harvesty, and my apologies for not including that important piece of history within the presentation. Would you like us to move into?
Yeah, Sean, why don't you go ahead and just introduce, you're on a good roll here, so why don't you go ahead and introduce the invited testimony.
Right. At this time, I would like to invite Kate Merrill and Claire Briglio, apology if I mispronounced your name, Claire, for they are the Executive Director of Central East Side Together and the soon-to-be Executive Director of Central East Side Together, and I will start their presentation for them.
Great. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. Thank you, Mayor and other commissioners. I am indeed the outgoing director of Central East Side Together in Central East Side Industrial Council.
And my name is Claire Briglio. I am the incoming executive director for the CEIC and CET, and we are honored to be presenting to you today. Spanning the area from the river to Southeast 12th and I-84 to Powell, the Central East Side Industrial District is home to over 20,000 jobs and nearly 1,400 businesses. It is one of Portland's top four economic centers, providing many living wage jobs. In 2019, the Central East Side Industrial Council proposed the creation of Central East Side Together, the first enhanced services district in Portland in nearly 20 years. Central East Side fosters a safer district and seeks to enhance the pedestrian and visitor experience, reinforce economic viability, and promote Central East Side's unique identity through our innovative and highly responsive programs. Today, we are asking that you renew this contract, building on the foundations that our community has laid together. Our organization and all of its programs are anchored in the core values of equity, collaboration, responsiveness, transparency, and innovation.
We are truly Central East Side Together, bringing our community get together during a time when our city has needed the support the most. After City Council approved its creation in February 2019, we worked with many of your offices and community groups to ensure that our programs had safeguards to reduce harm, especially for our most vulnerable community members. We made sure that all had a place at the table and that these programs could serve the entire community. The accomplishments in the following slides reflect the impact that we have made between October 2019, when our programs launched district-wide, and February of this year. Two of those 2 years and 5 months occurred during COVID times. Central East Side Together has contributed to the economic vitality and the overall vibrancy of our community during this economic downturn. We've invested over $80,000 in district branding and marketing. We received a major grant to cover two city blocks in art, employing 20 artists. We sponsored a holiday shop local campaign, a business mentorship program to help businesses pivot during COVID, and three street plazas. Through our community grants program, we supported projects in our district led by 14 nonprofits. We have contributed $116,000 overall to such nonprofits as Portland Street Medicine, Human Access Project, Rewild Portland, and Hygiene for All. Central East Side Together contracts with Central City Concerns Clean Start program for trash and graffiti cleanup, Trash for Pieces Glitter Program for trash pickup, Trash for Pieces Ground Score Program for maintenance of the bioswales, the Morrison Bridge and MLK, and Northwest Enforcement for our safety program. We are contracted for 30 full-time employees, 15 with lived experience of houselessness, and an average of 30 employees through Glitter's informal work program. All programs are built through a trauma-informed lens with the trauma-informed training provided by licensed social work specialized in trauma training and policy. This training is provided to all employees, vendors, and board members. And in addition, last year, we began offering public workshops to residents and businesses. We had 55 attendees. Our unarmed safety teams have responded to over 2,800 dispatches, and we have had over 25,000 interactions with people in the district. Safety ambassadors work to build relationships and have extensive de-escalation training that is monitored by a safety patrol, or excuse me, safety protocol reporting system. They do not physically move anyone and can provide chaperone service to public transportation, work, or home. A care team is integrated into the Safety for All team. They've built partnerships with social service community, and through their strong relationship building, they've performed over 1,000 wellness checks, assisted people into mental and medical health care 389 times, into shelter 169 times, and into permanent housing 12 times. Starting in June 2020, we partnered with the Joint Office to offer 16,000 meals to people when dining halls closed. Our cleaning crews have removed over 1.7 million pounds of trash. That's over 100,000 bags of trash and 2,600 pieces of furniture. All total, that's about one football field piled 10 feet high in garbage. In addition, we have hosted solve cleanups every month for the past year. We've also cleaned 81,000 biohazards and needles and assisted active camps with trash services 12,300 times. We've also removed over 605,000 square feet of graffiti and about 2,400 graffiti tags. To ensure that we have true district representation in our leadership, we have committed to a diverse board by adopting these representation ratios. This includes having up to three directors with lived experience of houselessness. And finally, to ensure that we are fulfilling our core values of transparency and responsiveness, we hold public meetings quarterly, report monthly on all programs publicly, issue an annual report, and perform a survey with people living outside through an outside contractor.
This is a turning point for the Central East Side and for Portland as we recover from economic and humanitarian crisis brought on by the pandemic. We are your partners in ensuring that the city can return to providing basic services. We ask for you to continue this partnership with us by reviewing the Central East Side Together contract. And the truth is, no one can do this alone. So we made sure you hear from the people behind the Central East Side Together program, signature businesses and community organizations, and our government partner, who is also one of the largest employers in our district, Multnomah County. Presenting today are Jay McIntyre from Central City Concern, Barbara Weber from Trash for Peace, Christian Rollison from Northwest Enforcement, Lily Fine from Autodesk, Bridget Blackburn from Cargo, Jose Gonzalez from Alagro, and Commissioner Sharon Myron from Multnomah County. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Would you introduce the first invited speaker?
Our first speaker is Jay McIntyre from Central City Concern. Jay?
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and City Commissioners. Thank you for giving me a few minutes of your time today. My name is Jay McIntyre, and I'm the Director of Social Enterprises at Central City Concern. Central City Concern serves low-income people currently or at risk of experiencing homelessness, with a high priority for serving people experiencing substance abuse disorder and seeking to engage in recovery-based services. Our social enterprise and supportive employment programs seek to build individualized career attainment goals. One of these programs is Central City Concern's Clean Start program, which is a homeless-to-work social enterprise employment program. This is a janitorial-based employment program that has that is accessible to anyone that has barriers to employment, such as a history of homelessness and addiction, with preference given to individuals participating in Central City Concern's recovery services. Often these individuals have not worked in many years, while others have never held a job. The program offers a place for these individuals to get into a routine and comfortable with working. Clean Start provides a work environment that is understanding, compassionate, and where the focus is to help these folks move on to permanent full-time employment. Since February 2018, Central City Concern has partnered with Central Eastside Together to provide intensive street cleaning services in the district. These employees are tasked with cleaning up trash, biohazards, needles, and removing graffiti in the district. In 2021, these employees removed over 60,000 bags of trash weighing nearly 1 million pounds, safely removed over 34,000 needles off the street, removed 24,000 drug paraphernalia items, and cleaned up more than 10,000 biohazards. Roughly 60 people a year find employment through this program and are able to start or restart the journey of independence and self-empowerment. Our goal for 2023 is to support over 80 individuals in this program, and the continued partnership with Central Eastside Together would go a long way in achieving that goal. These are good entry-level jobs that specifically support people in recovery who have experienced homelessness or would otherwise be at risk of homelessness. This employment opportunity helps people regain their confidence, stability, which is just as impactful as stable housing and healthcare for someone trying to rebuild their community and find a path to recovery. On a personal note, 14 years ago, I had been homeless on the streets of Portland for about 4 years. After attending substance abuse treatment, Central City Concern gave me a key to the front door and a roof over my head. Additionally, Central City Concern gave me an employment opportunity similar to what we offer now in the Clean Start program. Without Central City Concern providing me with housing and employment in the social enterprise programs, I don't know where I would be in life today or if I'd even be here speaking with you today. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Central Eastside Together for choosing Central City Concern for this partnership. We greatly appreciate the opportunity and hope to continue to grow the partnership in years to come. Together, this partnership can create jobs that intentionally lift people up and lead with our values. Thank you for your time.
Next, we have Barbara Weber from Trash for Peace.
Good afternoon, and thank you. Mr. Mayor and commissioners, for allowing me the opportunity to speak. My name is Barbara Weber, and I am the Glitter Program Manager for Trash for Peace. And Groundscore Association is a peer-led initiative for Trash for Peace. And I'll go back to that in a second. So I was first homeless in 2015 in the Central Eastside, just about 10 feet from the railroad tracks underneath the Morrison Bridge. And ever since then, I've kind of had a special appeal to the district. Irony has it that Groundscore Association, our first community partner, was the Central East Side. We were being paid to lead all volunteers around to collect trash. And then the pandemic hit, and Groundscore Association partnered with the City of Portland to set up the People's Depot, which is a can redemption center for canners and about canners. And that happens to be in the permanent location for that is now in the Central East Side underneath the Morrison Bridgehead. And then we also provide glitter services, which is a tent site trash service for people living outside. Workers, we're now in the process of creating upward mobility. Workers are workers, and then they go to lead workers and now we're having opportunities for them to become Trash for Peace employees, which is very exciting. But all this basically started from a relationship that we built with the Central Eastside. And just like they believed in us, we also believed in them. We have kind of a very interesting relationship with all of our neighbors. And when we say neighbors, especially in this district, it means everyone gets to come to the table and give their opinion on how things are going. We have a unique voice, from a homeless perspective. We have a unique voice in this district. They listen to us. They provide, trauma-informed care. And what I think is really important is that even the board members and community members and just residents in the district are offered those kinds of trainings, which is, I just want to say that the Central East Side is the exception of what an ESD should be and not the rule. And, I know many of you from my other organizing and You know that I'm also a member of Western Regional Advocacy Project and know the difference of what an ESD has been to the houseless community and what this one has been. I mean, do we do everything perfectly? Probably not. But we are always willing to grow and change and listen to what people have to say. And, you know, with CCC and with the care teams and the Safety for All teams and Ground Store Association and everybody, we collectively bring all these pieces together in the best harmony that we can. You know, some small exciting things, like we have a hummingbird nest in the first bioswale where people are living. And, you know, we had the honor of having Commissioner Mapps come to see at our tree planting. So all these things are very exciting. And in the time right now where things are really politicized, trash and homelessness, there's this little, we are kind of a beacon of hope. So I really thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. And it was an honor to see you all again. It's been a minute. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Barbie. And I hope we can fulfill your dream of putting pollinators in the bioswales. next, we have Christian Rollison from Northwest Enforcement.
Thank you, Kate. Good afternoon, all. Thank you for taking the time to let me talk about my Safety for All team and the program that's been. Once again, my name is Christian Rollison, and I'm the lead safety ambassador for Central Eastside Together's Safety for All team. I started this role on September 1st of 2019 while it was still a pilot program. I've had the pleasure to watch it develop into what it is now to be a program that best serves what I consider now my community. This program has grown from an enhanced service district or an enhanced service to what almost every person from business owner, staff, and even the houseless community has called an essential service. My team specifically provided the safety and outreach functions of this ESD with both my care and safety ambassadors dedicated to helping all members of our community, whether that is resolving a safety concern that a houseless or a business may have, walking a person to a bus, de-escalating a person going through a crisis, or simply by checking in with the business or houseless person, seeing what we can do to help and potentially just making sure they're okay. My team is highly trained in mental health first aid, as well as trauma awareness, and have been known to respond extremely fast to any call made 24 hours now. That hasn't always been the case, but now we are 24 hours. And we have a knack for resolving issues before they escalate, most of the time without police or any other outside intervention. My team works closely together and is really more of, instead of a safety slash care, it's safety and care to assist the vulnerable community members out there and providing basic materials to survive, whether that be a blanket, hand warmers, socks, or as previously stated, water and food. To even filling out paperwork for SNAP applications, free phones, working with the Department of Human Services, or even trying to get referrals to get people into more long-term housing or shelter options to try to work to help get people off the streets who need to be off the streets. To add to that success, part of my duties involve addressing concerns that businesses or houseless have addressed to my team. Of the almost 3 years I have done this position, I can count on one hand how many negative interactions we've had with businesses. With that, most of those interactions have started to turn more positive, with them being even more neutral or even starting to interact with us and wanting to change their perspective on how they view the houseless community or the program itself. And as previously stated with the surveys, low negative interactions with the houseless, which I also pride myself that my team's been doing very well on. Just to be straight to the point, this program has been an essential resource for all the people in the Central East Side, and I believe will continue to benefit them for years to come. And as the world continues to grow and look for ways to solve the houseless crisis and the home crisis and address the diseases of addiction and mental health, this program has been in the forefront and should be considered a template for other communities to follow. That's why I strongly urge and push for the continuation of this enhanced service district and the growth of similar programs in other districts, whether that be in Portland or nationally or even internationally. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Christian. Next, we have Lily Fine from Autodesk.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Lily Fine. I'm a senior product manager in the Data Privacy and Governance Organization of Autodesk. I'm also a member of Autodesk's Portland Site Council. We are located in the town storage building at 221 Southeast Ankeny. Autodesk makes software for people who make things. Our programs are used in the architecture, engineering, and construction industries, as well as by makers and artists. In early 2018, we moved from Lake Oswego to the Central East Side because we wanted to join the growing tech renaissance that Portland has been experiencing. When we moved 4 years ago, we had not quite 200 employees in Portland. Today, we have over 400, and we are still growing with close to 100 open positions being recruited. We at Autodesk currently strongly support the Central East Side Together Enhanced Services District and urge you to renew Central East Side Together. When we moved to our Portland office from Lake Oswego, we knew the only place we wanted to be was in the Central East Side. And it's fitting that a company with deep roots in engineering and manufacturing would want to relocate to a district that has similar roots. It also gave us a chance to be located in a vibrant and growing community. We were well aware of the issues that we would face. Petty crime was a problem, trash and graffiti in the neighborhood, and a growing houseless population were concerning. We immediately partnered with the Central East Side Industrial Council and enthusiastically signed on as a founding member of Central East Side Together. We saw that we could help, and we also have previously testified here about our commitment to this neighborhood. That commitment has not wavered. If anything, it has only grown deeper. Our office has a strong sense of community service, one that I am very proud to be a part of. Our employees routinely sign up to pick up litter, head up donation drives, and work with our community partners to find solutions to the problems they face. This is why Central East Side Together is so important to us. It addresses the core issues that will make the area not better just for Autodesk employees, but for everyone in the district. It offers an array of services that benefit everyone in our neighborhood. We have been in the Central East Side for 4 years now. It is our home. And as we return to the office, we want to help our neighborhood recover. Autodesk is committed to being a good neighbor in the Central East Side, and we are happy to pay into the Enhanced Services District because it makes sense for us in our community. We have seen how Central East Side Together works in a compassionate, conscientious, and well thought out manner that has brought lasting and positive changes to the Central East Side. This is good not just for Autodesk, not just for our neighborhood, but truly for all of Portland. I strongly urge you to vote in to continue to fund the Central East Side Together Enhanced Services District. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Lily. Next, we have Bridget Blackburn of Cargo and Jose Gonzalez from Milagro.
Hello, my name is Jose Gonzalez, Executive Director and co-founder of Milagro, the Northwest premier Latino arts and culture organization. Milagro's home is in the Central East Side Industrial District, housed in a 1927 commercial building on the corner of Southeast 6th and Stark. That's where we host public theatrical performances in our intimate 121-seat theater, community programs of all types in the Zocalo, our dedicated community space, and build and manage our programs that reach out to communities near and far. We've been members of the CEIC for a long time, and over a year ago, I was asked to join the board of the Central East Side Together, the organization that manages the ESD programs.
And I'm Bridget Blackburn. I'm the co-owner of Cargo. We are a direct importer of home goods and lifestyle items, and now an emporium to over 12 different independent businesses, all of whom are woman-owned. We moved our 26-year-old business into this district over 10 years ago, And we now are in a historic warehouse at the corner of Yamhill and Water Avenue. At that time, we joined the CAC and almost immediately formed the Merchants and Makers Committee. This is a committee that represents restaurants, retailers, makers, and artists in our district.
Today, we want to share with you the benefits of the ESD grants programs that are provided to our community. In 2020, Malagro received a Central East Side Together grant to conduct an altar tour throughout the neighborhood, part of our annual Dia de Muertos festival, as well as an opportunity to engage with our neighbors on a fun and meaningful program. Unfortunately, the pandemic prevented us from implementing the project in 2020, but we did pull it off in 2021. Malagro connected artists from EDL PDX, a collective of Latino-based Portland artists, with the Central East Side businesses to construct altars and become a part of Malagro's altar tour. Locations included Malagro, Bar Botellon, Cargo, The Lipman Company, Libertas, Guardian Games, River City Bicycles, Herbivore, Miller Paint, and Ice Queen Popsicles.
After the altars were built, Malagro then hosted a Day of the Dead bike ride, in which community members were invited to El Centro Malagro to decorate their bicycles and then embark on a tour of the district visiting each business. On a beautiful morning in November, 28 people came, decorated their bicycles, and discovered the district and learned more about the Day of the Dead celebration. The altar stayed in place through the first week of the month, and guests continued to come to the district to enjoy and learn about this cultural event. This event connected 11 of Portland's small businesses with artists to create the altars, and then drove over 100 people into the district to participate in a joyous cultural event. We hear a lot about the safety and cleaning that these are very important aspects of the ESD. They are in fact essential to this event and the fact that we had safe and clean access for these visitors to recreate and bike through the district. But safety and cleaning are not the only benefits to the ESD. The grants program, the community meetings, the collaborations that the ESD foster are the cornerstone to a strong community.
At Malagro, our work is centered in the work of collaboration and finding creative solutions to the issues we face. And we bring this spirit to the Central East Side Together Board. We urge you to renew the ESD in this critical time so that we can continue to support the community we love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jose and Bridget. And last but not least, Commissioner Sharon Myron. Thank you so much.
Hi, it is so great to be
here. That completed our presentation. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Mayor and Commissioners. For the record, my name is Sharon Myron. I am the Multnomah County Commissioner representing District 1, which is all the county west of the Willamette River, and then Inner East Side, southeast out to Cesar Chavez, including the Central East Side Industrial District. I am here to offer my strongest support for this innovative and effective work. In preparing my remarks, I actually look back on my testimony before this council several years ago when the district was first proposed. And I had said, I was so pleased to be there to voice my support. And I felt that this represented an opportunity that was for a unique and different way of doing business as an ESD that I found hopeful and encouraging. They have succeeded beyond my expectations. And I really want to express my gratitude to Commissioner Hardesty and her comments, providing a lot of the history and context here, and her work to make this innovative model a reality. The Central East Side is home to Multnomah County's administrative headquarters. It's where I work, not there today, but I usually work there along with hundreds of other county employees. And as a county commissioner, I work on the policies related to housing and houselessness, as well as mental health and addiction services. I also volunteer for Portland Street Medicine and provide direct medical care to people experiencing houselessness, including those living on the Central East Side. The thousands of people unsheltered in Multnomah County in general, in the Central East Side, are suffering. They live amidst garbage. They suffer from loss of dignity, the threat of violence, and repeated exposure to trauma. As we all work together to strive toward longer-term solutions to houselessness and behavioral health crises, we need strategies that address what's happening on the ground. And no single sector can do it alone. We all know this. But we can make an impact together, and this is such a beautiful vision for that. Central East Side Together supports safety and dignity for all who live, work, or visit the Central East Side, while bridging community, business, social services, government partners, our houseless neighbors, and everyone, bringing it all together. Since 2019, we've heard, Central East Side Together has performed over 1,000 mental health and wellness checks, helped connect people to shelter, remove over 1 million pounds of garbage, abated graffiti, employed people with lived experience of houselessness, and more. They are a major, Central East Side is a major employment center, as we all know, and it's essential to our region's economic prosperity. Our business community has been deeply impacted by the multiple crises we've experienced throughout the pandemic, and East Side Together has been there for our businesses and will continue to play a key role in aiding their recovery. But it is so much more. It positively impacts people who are houseless, and we have heard so much about the trauma-informed and inclusive approaches to supporting and working with our unhoused neighbors. And I also know the significant impact for employees of the county who had to come to work through the pandemic, often parking far away or taking the bus to get to their essential work and navigating our streets, our sidewalks, and the whole area there. And Central East Side Together points to the just tremendous potential we see at the intersection of so many of our different sectors. In this case, it's transportation, behavioral health, trash pickup, business development, harm reduction, I mean, and more. It's a model of innovation and success of multi-system and multi-sector collaboration, and I just could not be more supportive of continuing and building on this work. And in closing, I want to end by just taking a moment to thank Kate Merrill for her years at the helm of the CEIC. Kate, you have been a phenomenal partner and have been instrumental in putting the together in Central East Side together. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So much, Commissioner Myron. That concludes our presentation. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you. Keila or Megan, do we have anybody signed up for public testimony on this item, either of the items?
We have 5 individuals on the call.
All right. 3 minutes each, please. Name for the record.
First 3 individuals are Mark Wells, Mike Larkin, and Debbie Kitchen.
Good morning, Mayor. Can you hear me okay, commissioners? Excellent. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. For the record, my name is Mark Wells, and I serve as the executive director for Downtown Portland Clean and Safe. As you know, Downtown Portland Clean and Safe is one of the city's 3 enhanced service districts and provides extraordinary services to the people, places, and businesses within a core 213 block of Downtown Portland since 1988. We work with public and private partners to provide services that include public safety, janitorial, community health outreach programs, as well as retail and business development, market research, communications, and other programs such as our holiday lighting to make Portland vibrant and attractive to those who live, work in, and visit our city. As one of 3 enhanced service districts within the city of Portland, we rely on our counterparts to constantly help us improve and strengthen our services that we provide to our district. Since its inception in 2019, CEIC has been an incredible partner to the downtown team and me personally, and has emerged as a hub of community, innovation, and consistency throughout some of the most trying times in Portland. The work that CEIC has done to improve their district has worked to improve their district, but also bolster the supportive services within the Central East Side has been incredible to watch and learn from. As we move out of the high points of the pandemic, it's imperative that the city move to renew important private-public partnerships that exist within our three ESDs to help maintain a level of consistency and keep the services that help bolster economic vitality, clean streets, and the opportunity available to Portlanders moving forward. Collaboration between us as enhanced service districts, between the city and private entities like CEIC, and between all of us as individuals and organizations that care about Portland will move us collectively forward. On a personal note, I would just like to thank Kate Merrill. We've worked on many a projects for many a year. Thank you for your service to the community. And Claire, I very much look forward to working with you. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for the time to speak before you. Thank you.
Next, we have Mike Larkin.
Hello, Council and Commissioners. Mayor, thank you for this opportunity to give a testimony for the benefits of Central East Side Together and the hopeful and probable renewal of our programs. I work for NEI Elliott. We are a locally owned property management company with roughly a dozen properties in the Central East Side, accompanying about 250 tenants from individual makers to satellite offices of national or regional chains. Our involvement in the district is one as a property owner, as an employee, as an employer. Our offices are on 9th and Gleason. I've been involved as the president of the board and sit on the sidewalk committee. The ESD has had a profound impact, not just in the technical aspects of our programs, but also in just the definition of what a neighbor is. As Barbie mentioned in her earlier testimony, I think that that's probably going to go down as one of the most significant aspects of what this program has done, is that it has brought to the table the voices that are necessary to bring about change in our community, change that we ignored or avoided for many, many years, and now have found a place for it and have found a community that embraces this type of change, that has embraced doing things differently. When I get reached out to by tenants, one of the most common requests is, how can we do this differently? We don't want to call the police. We don't want to, whatever the traditional solution may be for a disruptive individual. They want to do something differently. They believe that everyone is their neighbor. And that is something that I think, again, is going to be a significant impact beyond picking up trash, beyond picking up needles and feces and all the other things that make it onto a report. We appreciate the investment of the council, getting to walk the district with all of you, getting to be on calls and getting to hear your voices and be able to share ours. So thank you very much.
Next, we have Debbie Kitchen.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. I'm Debbie Kitchen. I'm the co-owner of Interworks LLC, a general contractor located in the Central East Side Service District. We're a small company. We have 15 employees and have been in business for 28 years. And we've owned our property in the district since 1998. I serve on the board of directors of Central East Side Industrial Council and also on the board of directors of Central East Side Together. I'm here to urge you to support the Central East Side ESD renewal. The renewal of Central East Side Together is critical to Portland's revitalization and to our district. Our district has a long history of providing high quality, middle income jobs and affordable space for small businesses, manufacturers, distribution and industrial service businesses, makers and artists, and important cultural organizations. Most of our employees work in the field throughout the metro area, but and so often we only have one or two employees in our office. It's meant a lot to us to know that we have the safety ambassadors available. They are in touch with other businesses in the area, and they're very familiar with our houseless neighbors and regularly communicate with everyone in the community. We had a number of alarming fires in the last couple of years close by to us, and the safety ambassadors communicated with us and with our houseless neighbors to help keep us all safe. So we also have called on them to help with situations with people experiencing mental distress or severe health issues, and they assisted in de-escalating and in getting assistance for those who needed it. So we like that the ambassadors are trained in trauma-informed care approaches and have observed that they interact with everyone in our district with respect and care. And then cleaning services for the right-of-ways are so valuable as well. You know, our business is just our office, so we don't have customers coming there, but we really appreciate the many retail and food and beverage establishments in our district. And we want to be able to, you know, conduct business with them and visit their establishments. And so it is just really important to have the right of way safe of biohazards and cleaned up so that we can walk throughout the district and work with our fellow neighbors. So I just want to urge you to support the Enhanced Services District renewal. And thank you again for your consideration of this and your partnership as we move forward to try to recover for the city. So thank you very much.
Next, we have Amy Rathfelder.
Hi, good afternoon, Mayor, members of the council. My name is Amy Rathfelder, and I'm the Director of Government Affairs for the Portland Business Alliance. The Alliance is Greater Portland's Chamber of Commerce and represents the largest and most diverse network of employers in the region. The Alliance advocates for the employer community at all levels of government to create opportunity and advance well-being for all who live and work in our region and to support a healthy and resilient business ecosystem. We represent more than 2,000 members from 27 counties, 13 states, and virtually every industry sector. More than 80% of our members are small businesses. I'm here today on behalf of the Alliance to express strong support for the renewal of the Central East Side Industrial Council's Enhanced Service District. CEIC has been an invaluable part of our city since it was founded in 2019, serving as a source of support for businesses, residents, and visitors to Portland's Central East Side area. The district has provided a level of service that has helped an integral part of our city survive the challenges of the pandemic. As Portland continues to grow and as we collectively rebound from two incredibly tough years, we'll continue to rely on the services provided by ESDs to clean up our city, bolster our local and regional economy, and support new and reform public safety efforts. The Central East Side Industrial Council's Enhanced Service District encompasses a vibrant and colorful part of Portland, and those businesses need access to these essential services so that we can all move forward and grow together. So I urge you to vote yes in supporting the CEIC's Enhanced Service District renewal and look forward to continuing to foster our collaborative relationship with the City of Portland. And just on a personal note, Kate, I also want to thank you. You've just been a joy to work with, and Claire. So looking forward to working with you as well. Thanks, everybody.
Next, we have Joel Gunderson. Joel, it looks like you're still muted.
Sorry, I apologize. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner, for listening to us today. And I cannot, you know, I'm with Cooper's Hall Winery down in Southeast 6 and Oak, and we have leaned on this organization incredibly heavily, particularly in the last month. And so I, a little bit of an emotional moment for us here, but we really appreciate everything that the Enhanced Services has done for us. And we see this as a absolutely essential service for us to move forward. So thank you.
Mayor, that completes testimony.
All right, very good. Thank you, everybody. Excellent testimony. Colleagues, any questions at this particular juncture? And just a reminder, we're going to continue both of these items. We have a non-emergency ordinance as well as a resolution. But this would be a great time if people have questions. Commissioner Mapps has his hand up. Sir.
Mr. Mayor, it's not really a question. It's more a series of statements. I spend a lot of time in the Central East Side. I see the work that the Central East Side Industrial Council does. I can vouch for the fact that they've made an enormous difference in that neighborhood, and they've done it in a with humanity and compassion and wisdom. As a person who was adjacent to the district, I'm really grateful for the work you do. And speaking of being grateful, I want to express my gratitude to Kate for all the work that she has done for this district. You have been amazing, and I look forward to working with Claire in the future. Welcome aboard, Claire. You have large heels to fill, but I'm sure you are up to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Mapps. Commissioner Rubio.
Thank you. I too really just have a statement since we have folks here today. I just wanted to thank you, Mayor, for bringing this forward, but also want to say thank you to Sean Campbell for all his work on this item. He's only been here a short time and he's hit the ground running. And so I want to appreciate that. And I also want to lift up the excellent work that we saw here today with Kate, Central East Side Together and TIC members, the stakeholders for all the planning work and the work that you do every day. It's very apparent. I had an opportunity to tour part of the district with several members, and I have to say I was incredibly impressed with the system that was put together, and talking to a lot of the small business owners and Portlanders in this district really put into perspective the work that we as a city need to do to continue supporting the Central East Side community. I was very impressed that the work was very trauma-informed. It was very services-forward and community safety-minded. And more importantly, every conversation I had on that tour revealed that these folks really had a deep belief in their part, doing their part as also being co-responsible in partnership together with community and the city, to take care of their community. And to put a finer point on it, it was very clear these Portlanders want to help each other out. So recovering from the pandemic and supporting, the vulnerable community has been a very big challenge, but they're demonstrating that they can do it with a sense of mutual respect, with collaboration and community safety. And to me, this collaboration is in many ways the standard bearer for how to do this work. So I'm personally interested in exploring how we can support Central East Side Together, maintaining the resources they need to keep this important work going, and also explore how to make some of this work inform other districts as well, so that we can also have that same approach. We're very interested in my office and willing to support in any way that's needed. And so thank you everyone who's made it a success. I really, again, just want to join my colleagues in giving a big appreciation to Kate Merrill for your tremendous leadership and impact in this district and our city. We appreciate your contribution and you'll be missed. And I also want to give a shout out to Christian Rellison for the clear dedication and compassion that he brings to his safety work. Thank you, Christian. And also Claire, we look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you, each and every one of you who testified. It really warms my heart when I see something come to life that we were told just could not happen. And it happened because there was compassionate, thoughtful individuals that were business owners, small business owners. They were houseless. They were people who cared passionately about Central East Side. I just want to acknowledge that just because the city has done something the same way over and over and over again doesn't mean that we should continue to do things over and over and over again that don't work. Central East Side here together is a model
of what works where you're intentional at the front end and you're not trying to correct inequities at the back end. And I just cannot thank the leadership team enough at Central Eastside Industrial Council for their commitment to all the people in Central Eastside. And I also want to take a moment to appreciate Christian Walson as well, because it's my understanding that houseless people help with the training on security. So it is, again, a partnership in every way, shape, and form. I hope this becomes the standard for how ESDs operate. That's what I had hoped for when we got the last audit. And that's what I'll be working towards as we continue to look at other ESDs, whether they currently exist or whether they may be in the formation stages. We can do better. And this is an example of us at our best. Kate, good luck wherever you're going. We're talking like you're leaving the country or something. I suspect we will still see you within the Central Eastside Industrial Area and all over the city of Portland. Clara, it will be a pleasure to get to know you because I know the board would not have hired you if you were not committed to the same vision that Kate has so ably led. And Kristen, I think you could do some training for some of the other private security downtown. We should talk about how do we do that so that everybody can expect a humane, non-aggressive approach, regardless of whether they have a roof over their head or not. I appreciate the work you do, Kristen, and I want to know more about why you're so successful being unarmed and doing de-escalation as compared to others who seem to need weapons in order to do the same job. Thank you. We're going to vote next week. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone while you're here today. And it's clear that we built a system that actually values every member of that community. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Ryan.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And I'll join the chorus to thank the invited and the public testimony. You all covered so much ground. You're not the usual suspects that come together to speak with a very unified voice, and that alone says a lot. My experience with the Central East Side is that the services are integrated seamlessly. I had the pleasure of joining, actually it was Commissioner Myron's family last summer, clean up garbage. And I have to say that 3-hour tour of just running around the area, clean up garbage, was actually a fascinating way to connect with the area. And we had many conversations with the residents in that area. And so I want to end by saying that, Kate, Merrill, everyone's appreciating you. And I think we're kind of collectively grieving because you have such an elegant leadership style. And it's really appreciated by everyone here. And clearly the impact of your work showed up today. And so that's a big part of your legacy. So I wanted to end with that. Thank you.
Kate, I'd also like to express my appreciation. What a terrific job you've done. And we're going to miss you in this capacity, but we know you're going on to great things and we'll hear plenty from you in the future. But in the meanwhile, congratulations. And you should be justifiably proud of the great work that you've done. And Claire, obviously, we look forward to working with you and continuing the success of this ESD, and there'll be plenty of work to do. I appreciated having the opportunity to meet with the folks in the ESD. I don't know, Kate, when was that? It was probably a month-ish ago. Time seems to fly these days. But there are issues. There are ways that the city can continue to help and support this program as it evolves and as it deals with very, very real and significant safety and social service and livability issues in the Central East Side. But today I really just want to acknowledge excellent work. It passes what I see as sort of my 5-way test for whether or not a policy or a program is working. First of all, this is an inclusive program. Up front, it has been inclusive of the business community, the nonprofit community, social service providers, government, people with lived experience on the streets, and so many others. There are often not all the voices that should be heard when policies are considered, and this model absolutely has been inclusive from the get-go. Secondarily, this model is responsive to the needs of the community. And we as a council have highlighted safety and homelessness and economic recovery and livability issues as being key issues that this council must confront together. And you are being responsive to all of those needs and then some. It's an effective model. It's effective both from a cost perspective. It's also effective from a results perspective. And those to me are perhaps two of the most important characteristics of a successful policy. This model is compassion. And the early presentation, both from OMF, as well as our invited testimony, as well as those who testified in open testimony, underscored repeatedly the importance of compassion in a model that is ultimately focused on the health and the well-being of the community. And finally, it's accountable. We have not only this opportunity to gauge the success and hear the strengths or the challenges of a program, but of course, being that this is a partnership with government, there is always the audit, the oversight, the budgetary considerations. And this model, from my perspective, has been extremely accountable in its early iterations, and I would expect that to continue. So today, this is something I just want to acknowledge as an overwhelming success. This came from community. This is largely run by community and for community. And as somebody who's sitting on the government side of the fence today, I just want to say how great it is to see this community leverage be so successful. So colleagues, with that, today, we will continue item 313, the resolution, and we will continue item 31, excuse me, we'll continue the resolution, but we will move item 314 to second reading. We have a time certain, as I understand it, Megan, at 10:15 a.m. on April 27th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, very good. Colleagues, anything else for the good of the order? Seeing head nods, we've had a long day in council, but it's been productive. Thank you all. We are adjourned.